تفاوتی که میان مکتب انبیا و مکتب‌های بشری هست.
The difference between prophet schools and humans school is
Shahid Motahhari's character is combined of many different traits. His many different dimensions is what makes him a unique and
تاریختن خون عزیز ما تأیید شد انقلاب ما.
By shedding the blood of our beloved Shahid Motahhari, our revolution was approved.
Martyr or Shahid Murtaza Motahhari, usually we call him Ustad or Muallim. The Muallim term can be basically translated in this way. It's not just teaching something or he learned something. Basically, he was practically living his life according to what he learned.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Kalab Islam page. I am Atta, the host of the program The Teacher, and with me in the studio are two panelists and guest speakers, Dr. Murtaza Rezazadeh and Said Mohsen Naghvi. Dr. Murtaza Rezazadeh, assalamu alaikum brother and welcome to your show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Said Mohsen Naghvi, assalamu alaikum brother and welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
So as you know, the program The Teacher is mainly about the thoughts and works of the most prominent Muslim thinkers all across the world, thinkers and philosophers, those who have been, breaking the ground for the others in order to discover and in order to research more into different topics of different fields of studies. And Shahid Murtaza Motahhari is the first one and the first thinker that we selected for our discussion. He was really one of the most important and the greatest scholars and the thinkers of the modern era, who was Muslim, and at the very beginning of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, he was assassinated and martyred inside Iran. So as usual, we play one Farsi or Persian audio file of Shahid Murtaza Motahhari on a specific topic, and then we start our conversation and discussion regarding his topic and speech. Let's listen to the Farsi and the audio speech of Shahid Murtaza Motahhari regarding rationality and intellect in Islam. Of course, this is the second part and the continuation of his speech with the English translation, and then we will start our discussion.
تحقیقاً شما هیچ دینی را به هیچ کتاب آسمانی را پیدا نمی کنید که به اندازه اسلام برای عقل ارزش و اصالت قائل شده باشد.
You will definitely not find any religion or heavenly book that gives the same level of importance and principality to rationality as Islam. When you look at our books of jurisprudence and ask what are the sources for the derivation of the Islamic law, they present the following. 1. Kitab, the book. 2. Sunnah. 3. Ijma, consensus. 4. Aql, rationality. Rationality is identified as a source of derivation of Islamic law alongside the Quran, Sunnah, and Ijma. Ijma, which has a particular discussion, which in one meaning is in fact the same as the book and traditions, nothing different. This is a great honor for us that from the birth of Islam, the scholars have come and said that there is compatibility between Islamic law and rationality. All that is deliberated by the Shar, Islamic law, is deliberated by rationality, and all that rationality deliberates is deliberated by the Shar. What is meant by this is that if rationality truly discovers, and we hypothetically do not have a narrative proof, this discovery by itself is sufficient to know that Islam is in agreement with this, and if a narrative proof does not reach us, it is fine. All that is deliberated by the Shara is deliberated by rationality, meaning, if we are certain that the Shara has ruled on something, then we know that pure rationality has ruled the same. Meaning, if the mind moves in accordance with the correct codes, then logic will confirm it. Meaning, the laws of Islam are not based on a series of unknown and secrets which are not capable of being reached through thought and logic. Rather, they are based on a series of harms and benefits for man which are capable of being understood by rational thought. All that is ruled by the Shara is ruled by rationality, is trying to say that Islam is a religion based on logic. If hypothetically, the philosophy behind a certain ruling is unknown to us now, it is not the case that the ruling is based on some codes and unknown which are not capable of being understood and, in general, in opposition to logic, like the claims of some Christians regarding the Trinity, when it is said that faith is other than logic. Faith is not separate to logic. The notion that faith is separate from rationality does not exist in Islam.
That's all right. A very beautiful part of the speech of Shahid Motahhari regarding rationality in Islam. He talks about the role that the intellect and rationality has. Dr. Rezazadeh, according to Shahid Motahhari, there are some mysterious or ambiguous parts in the religion of Islam, and everything is clear based on intellect and reasoning. How?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know, in this part of his speech, Shahid Motahhari is talking about rationality in Islam, especially from the legislation point of view, because we can talk about rationality in the beliefs, rationality in the values and the ethics and the moralities. Okay. But here he talks about the reason that why the legislation of Islam is so up to date and can be capable of giving answers to the current situation. And he says that the reason is that these rulings that Islam gives is based on some very clear standards, and all of them are rational and understandable for any logical, healthy-minded, person. And he talks about the sources of legislation or the sources of jurisprudence as the system of the legislation of Islam. And he names those four important sources of legislation. The first one is Book of God, and then the tradition of the Prophet. And according to the Shia Saudis, the tradition of the infallibles, so that it includes the imams and consensus.
That's right.
And according again to Shia Saudis, as he mentions, according to Shia faith, consensus actually returns to the tradition.
That's right.
And then reason. And reason is so important here. It is not something after these different, sources.
Or separate.
It is not after, it's not separate. They are all valid just the same as each other. They are in the same level of validity. And this makes it so clear. So rationality is one of the main sources of the legislation system of Islam.
That's right.
And then he mentions that very famous statement, especially in the Shi'i theology, that says, "Kullu ma hakama bihi al-aql hakama bihi al-shar," and vice versa, that everything that reason or intellect rules, everything that it says, actually religion says the same thing.
That's right.
It may be, it may be too much
radical to say that religion and rationality are the same.
Exactly the same, but, it needs explanation.
Yes.
But actually the fact is that this is the approach that the Shi'i faith has been based on.
Very good.
Rationality
and
faith has never been separate from each other and has never been in conflict or in contradiction with each other.
Okay, that's all right. Also, Shahid Motahhari said Mohsen criticizes the other religions that faith and aql are separate from each other, but in Islam, it is one of the most important sources to understand the meaning of life and the world around us. Shahid Mohsen, it seems that this intellectual discovery inside the religion of Islam has been neglected a little bit, isn't it? Among different schools of thoughts and also the people, the believing, practicing Muslims, isn't it?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, that is true, because in Islam, the rationality or intellect was basically ignored in some cases, according to some people. Here we need to basically define what does rationality means, because we are all talking about the rationality.
Yes.
Shahid Motahhari is talking about the rationality, the intellect.
Mm-hmm.
There is a misconception that whatever my mind says, mm-hmm. or whatever I think, being a, for example, being a philosopher, and I come to a conclusion, it means that is according to the religion. Or maybe being a scholar,
okay,
I think good. Myself, like according to whatever is there, that is the end result. That is actually what does religion says. Whereas this rationality which Shahid Muhtar is talking is not this one.
Mm-hmm.
It comes with the purification. It means that without your belongings, when you think purely
mm-hmm.
and you extract something which is rational purely without the belongings of different things, whenever we have such a rationality, such a reason, that is the pure reason.
Pure
which
aql,
is
that's right.
Pure aql, which is according to the religion, which has the harmony with the religion.
So you mean this aql that Shahid Muhtari is talking about is again detached from the materialistic belongings?
And my own thinking.
Okay.
The main problem which we had in Islam, like why it was ignored, is because we had people who used to think. For example, we have one of the scholars in the history. He was giving a sermon in the mosque and he said, like, I don't believe like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish Satan. Because Satan is made of, he's been created from the fire,
mm-hmm.
and the hell also have the fire in
fire.
It. So how okay. the fire going to burn the fire?
Okay.
There we have Bahlul, is in the history, obviously, yes. he was an intellect person. So he was listening to him, and he picked up a clay, piece of clay, and he threw it. He hit him with that piece of clay. And obviously, he got injured, the guy who was the scholar who was giving the sermon,
okay.
like against the... the ideology of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will burn the Satan into the hell.
Yeah.
And he started to cry and shout, and he went to the judge. And he basically claimed that this guy, he has hit me with this piece of clay, and now I'm bleeding.
Okay.
He said, he's lying. Yes, I hit him, but he's lying that he's been hurt with this. And he said, why? You can see, like, it's bleeding. He said, you just said in the mosque that how Allah will... burn the a creature that has been created
made out of the fire. That's right. Satan
so
with
Allah
the fire.
So Allah made
that's
you what... with the clay.
Okay.
And I hit you with the clay, so
okay.
you should not have a pain in it.
That's right.
So basically the problem that we have in Islam, in the other religions as well, especially like the way Shahid Muhtari is referring to different religions, that they're separating the intellect and the religion from each other due to some basis. It's because when we refer to intellect in our own lives, the way we think is we are basically, we are attached to different things. Maybe the feelings, the way we were brought up, the attachments that we have following a special school of thought and all those.
Okay.
This rationality, if it is pure and it is detached from the
mm-hmm.
our like attachments to this world and material, then obviously, yes, this rationality is according to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way when we say like kullu ma hakama bihi al-aql hakama bihi al-shar, it is whenever this rationality is detached from everything and it's a pure rationality.
That's all right.
It's not a type of arbitrary judgment. It's
okay.
a real rationality,
real rational.
With the philosophical standards of, you know, proper rationality.
So you mean in this way, the rationality and the intellect in Islam might be accepted by the older schools of thought too, isn't it?
Mm, I mean, they not must necessarily.
They must not look at it as a pure religious point of view, because in the modern world, you know, we have different schools of philosophy to in the modernism and the postmodernism. They are not talking at all about the religious or metaphysical, you know, thinking power.
You know, the problem, and actually one of the main causes of this challenge between faith and reason is mm-hmm. the existence of some of the strange
mm-hmm.
or irrational beliefs in some of the faith traditions
okay.
that for some reasons they became mm-hmm. part or some essential part of those religions. And when they became the essential part of the religion or fundamentals of that religion,
okay.
there was a huge problem for the theologians of that religion
oh.
in order to justify them. And
that's
for
right.
many of them, there was no way out of this
that's right.
Out of this challenge except saying that religion and reason and faith are two separate subjects and we should not mix these with each other.
That's right.
The main example, or a prominent example that Shahid Muhtari is mentioning is something like the concept of Trinity in Christianity. Mm-hmm. Trinity is very fundamental in Christianity.
That's right.
And some of the philosophers, I mean, the majority of the Christian philosophers, at the end of the day, because it cannot have a very proper...
justifiable answer to that.
Rational justification.
Okay.
Most of them, they believe that, you know, these are two separate entities.
Okay.
Reason is something, faith is something else, so let's not mix these to each other. Faith is just, you need to accept it the way it is.
And the emphasis on the intellect, the reasoning, ta'aqqul... You know, in the Holy Quran, you know, we have different verses in the Holy Quran talking about, you know, this tafakkur, ta'aqqul. Yeah. And it is very much different from what? From the text or of the Holy Scriptures, maybe the emphasis.
Especially in these examples, like the Trinity and these things that are not acceptable according to the
reason,
we are very different. I mean, Islam is very different from them in these very prominent examples that they are irrational according to
our Thank you very much. Mozaza, Said, anything to add?
Well, there is only one point that Shahid Mutahri, in his speech, obviously, there were two parts. He also refers towards the chapter 30, verse 30. فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا Usually in the translation, this fitra is being translated as nature. This is not nature. Nature is tabi'ah.
That's right.
It's not the fitra. It's you can say like the equivalence innate, the way we translate if you
innate
want.
Innate nature.
But I don't recommend to translate the Arabic
Fitra
terms.
Is a better
fitra
one.
Fitra is fitra.
Okay.
It is like, it is refers to the soul which Allah has created. And Allah says like, I have created all on the same criteria, on one criteria, which is fitra. He has created all. Now, the point is that obviously, yes, being a human being, when we are away from the true guidance, from the knowledge, the pure knowledge, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do not understand the things because of our relations to things. Whereas Allah has, obviously, He has put this intellect in everyone. Can anyone come to the Islam itself? Yes, if they reach to their pure intellect or rationality, they will accept Islam.
Very good.
Will definitely accept.
Very good.
And this is something which Allah has put in everyone. Because the prophets did not came to tell you something new. They did not came to teach us something new. In the Quran, we have like Allah says, like, I've chosen Islam as a deen. And then in the other verses, it says like Abraham was the Muslim. Islam, Ismail, and all those.
That's
they
right.
were all Muslims.
That's right.
It means that the main point there is this rationality and intellect.
That's right.
That Allah has made because...
I mean, the power of understanding, but in pure sense of the word
in
is
the pure sense of
inside the nature or the fitra of the human beings and make it easy, very much easy to understand the religion of Islam. It's not that much complicated.
The only thing you need to do is you need to leave your the attachments, obviously.
Okay.
We have the Muslims who have the same thinking, like they're attached to different things and they don't want to go beyond this.
Yes.
Like, why am I a Shia?
Yes.
Why I am a Sunni?
And then only the name of the Islam remains.
Did I ever thought about it? Did I ever research? No, never. So that's why whenever we refer to the pure intellect, obviously we turn to the original Islam or the original religion.
That's all right. Thank you very much. Inshallah, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us an intellectual, we can say, worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We worship through our intellect, you know, and this would be a really, you know, nice way of doing worship towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was very kind of you, Dr. Murtaza Zadeh and Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi. And thank you very much, dear listeners of Arab English Radio. Please visit our website, parstoday.com, Call of Islam page. Also our YouTube page, Call of Islam Radio. Till another episode, fi amanallah, God bless you all. علم